This is VPR News. I'm Peter Biello. Just 6 weeks after the November election, Governor Peter Shumlin has abandoned his plan to institute a single-payer health system in Vermont. And as VPR's Peter Hirschfeld reports, Shumlin says the taxes needed to fund the program would be too harmful to the economy.
Peter Shumlin had as recently as this summer vowed, in unequivocal terms, to make Vermont the first state in the country to have a publicly financed health care system. But after he says he found out this week exactly what kind of taxes would be required to pay for it, Shumlin made a shocking political pivot.
In my judgment, now is not the right time to ask our legislature to take the step of passing a financial plan for Green Mountain Health Care.
Shumlin spoke at a mid-afternoon press conference in Montpelier, where supporters and opponents of single-payer had gathered for what administration officials promised would be a major announcement. Shumlin said recent projections show that a single-payer system would require a payroll tax of 11.5% and an income tax of up to 9.5%.
The bottom line is, as we completed the financing modeling in the last several days, it became clear that the risk of economic shock is too high at this time to offer a plan that I can responsibly support for passage in a legislature.
Dr. Deb Richter, a longtime single-payer supporter, said the decision was a disappointment. But Richter said the announcement won't sound the death knell for the single-payer movement.
We're going to need a slower phase-in of this, and I think trying for the whole thing all at once is actually what made it more impossible or more difficult to do.
Wynn Smith, owner of Sugarbush Resort in the Mad River Valley, says business owners like him are breathing a collective sigh of relief. Smith says a payroll tax on the order of 11.5% would have increased costs by nearly 75% for him.
Saying that, you know, a lot of businesses the last few years feel like it's death by a thousand cuts, you know, just lots of little, you know, tax increases, fee increases. So no one thing is mortal, but cumulatively, you know, they can be. But, you know, when I did the calculation, this could have been a big gash.
Shumlin says his faith in the possibility of a single-payer system was based on information that turned out to be wrong. Shumlin says previous public financing projections assumed hundreds of millions of dollars in federal revenue that, as it turns out, won't actually be available to Vermont. And even if Vermont was willing to adopt payroll and income taxes of the magnitude needed to support the program, the pace at which healthcare costs are projected to rise would soon bankrupt the system. Here's Michael Costa, the man Shumlin hired to try to come up with a viable financing model.
So in year one, the system works with a surplus of $168 million. However, you see by year four, since healthcare expenditures exceed revenue growth, the system finds itself in deficit.
Shumlin says he doesn't regret promising his supporters a single-payer system that he's now learned he won't be able to deliver. And he says the state will continue to move forward with cost containment reforms. Reforms he says he hopes will lay the groundwork for a publicly funded plan sometime in the future.
This is the greatest disappointment of my political life so far, that we couldn't advance this ball as quickly as we had wished. But we shall persevere.
For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld in Montpelier.